people really don't know what their expenses will be because they don't know how long that they're going to live.
Obviously, the older you are, the more secure your income you are.
It's going to more safe things that they know. If they know they're going to need that money to supplement their retirement, well, then you can't play that risk.
Welcome to From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith. Robert has been an expert in the financial services arena for over 30 years, and now he wants to teach you a few tricks of the trade. And now, From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith.
Good morning. It's Wednesday here, the last day of August, last Wednesday of August, and we are From Diapers to It Depends. My name is Robert Goldsmith, joined with my lovely wife,
Deanna Goldsmith.
And we are financial411.net on the web. The name of our program today is From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes, and we'll take your questions live on the air at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. Now, if you want to reach us after the show, you can reach us at 844-435-7233. Again, that's 844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E. So we're excited today. We're supposed to have today a guest at the second half of our show today that's going to assist you with a lot of questions about what's going on in the economics world. And I will tell you what's interesting is that throughout the course of our program, I've actually been talking with people about the fact that no matter what you think, what happens in our political arena will always affect you financially. You may not even realize that, but for example, if you talk about tax cuts, right, that will affect you dramatically sometimes in the things that you do. In addition to that, if you were to talk about, say, for example, programs that can affect you, whether it's housing, whether it's, healthcare, all of those actually have an impact on you and they affect your bottom line. So it's important that you actually understand the rules of engagement when it comes to how your money works and whether or not you're going to vote. Because it's interesting, we got so many people that have said, you know, I don't like either candidate, I'm not going to vote. I get it. Some people are going to get to that. But you really need to understand that if you don't vote, here's a phrase that I would use, really relative, that a lot of poor presidents or politicians have actually been elected by the people who did not vote. So let me repeat that.
You know what's amazing, Robert, though, is I hear a lot of people complain about this person or that person or their policy, but they're the ones that didn't vote.
Exactly. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. They complain. Well, your voice needs to be heard.
Exactly. And the only way your voice can be heard is voting. So let me give you two things. You know, we all know that there's going to be millions and millions of votes casted in November for either or candidate, correct? But those millions of votes don't happen if everybody doesn't show up one at a time. So we all got to show up and vote. And so...
I think in nowadays, people need to not vote with the R or the D behind the name. You need to do your research on the candidates and vote who's going to be best for America, not just because you're a D or you're an R behind your name.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I tell people is that, do you want, if you ever needed heart surgery, the person who is the most qualified or the person who fit the perspective of meeting all the... genders or perhaps the races or ethnicities, all that. So it's important for you to consider that. That's the reason why we do our program, to try to provide you with insight and information. But today we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up next month, which is...
Well, I was about to ask you the question, Robert, if you knew what next month was. It is actually the anniversary of Life Insurance Awareness Month. It's 20 years since they started the awareness program.
So tell me a little bit about your insight with what Life Insurance Awareness Month is really designed to accomplish.
Well, back in the day when they first started it, it was just about protecting the breadwinner's income. But life insurance products have changed over the years. And so now life insurance, people don't want to buy it because they think, oh, I'm going to be dead. What's the use of me spending all that money? But think about it. People spend all the money to insure their cars and their homes. So are you telling me that your car, your home has more value than your own spouse or life?
Well, not to the family. At least it shouldn't, right? It shouldn't be to the family. So people have to understand the most important component of it, which is that if something were to happen to you, your family's going to be able to continue to survive.
correct, but people aren't thinking that way, Dave. Because you know the actual stats are showing that the people that have life insurance have gone down over 10 to 15% since 2011.
So with more affordability, people living longer, people are just not buying it, and they don't understand the value behind it.
Absolutely. Because you know what? Life insurance nowadays isn't just for dying. It's actually for the living. I don't think people realize that life insurance can, besides helping you pay the bill or mortgage, it also helps for college funding. It has living benefits. You know, there's a lot of things that life insurance can do, but the problem is America's not educated on the facts. You know, there's a commercial out there, and I don't know if you've seen it, which I think is kind of misleading to the public. It talks about what's the most three important things about life insurance. Do you remember that commercial?
The three most important things. Go for it.
And they all three start with a P.
So it's premium?
Nope. Price.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
that's
I do that.
All they were doing was pushing the price. They weren't pushing any of the benefits that you get for owning a life insurance policy.
Yeah, that was the 99999 program,
correct.
Right? So the
which was misleading too, because people are thinking they're getting life insurance that cheap, but they're not realizing that little disclosure at the bottom that nobody can read.
Exactly. So the biggest challenge is people don't understand that if you get that 999 plan or 995 plan, I think it is, that what you're really getting is $1,000 of coverage for $10 a month.
Correct. And if something happens in the first 2 years, all you get back is your premiums. You don't even get the life insurance
you paid
for.
Well, not one you would. There are different plans that do that.
Yeah.
But here's the most important thing, is that if you were to get $10,000 worth of coverage, now you're paying $100 a month. So if you wanted $100,000 worth of coverage, just do the math, okay? You can figure it out. 10 times 10, and all of a sudden you're paying $1,000 a month, and it's pretty pricey. So anyway, that's what we've got in store for this month coming up, is information on the life insurance. But today we're here to talk a little bit about what's happening in our world today. And let's be honest, the most important thing that you're seeing on the news media, on the outlets everywhere, is that this is one of the biggest times in our history with respect to what's happening in our future, because the fate of our country, and to some extent the world, actually will be will be affected by how we, America, goes. You know, the truth is, as America goes, so does the rest of the world, right? So some people would say that the reason we have the unrest in our country is because the United States really didn't take action when opportunities presented itself, or when perhaps it needed to be a deterrent. And because of that, we wanted, you know, peace through, I guess, conversation, but at the end of the day, didn't really work, and that's the reason why there's so much unrest. So there's definitely that affects you. We're talking about millions and millions and millions of our tax dollars being spent. And here's, I'm going to ask a question to you. Where does the government get its tax dollars from? Where does the government collect money?
From us. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. The government has no business. They have no jobs. They're not selling products. But people, even though people know that it's coming from the taxes, they don't seem to put the two and two together.
Right, because everyone says, oh, I can get it from the government, but that means somebody's paying. I remember once having a conversation with my son while he was in college, talking a little bit about the advantage of getting free college, right? But is college ever really free?
There's no such thing as free college. Someone's paying for it.
You know, there was a book written many years ago by a mentor of mine called There's No Such Thing as a Free Lunch.
Oh, yes, I remember that book.
And what's interesting about that is that with a free lunch, you're really not getting something free. Somebody wants something. They want information. They want insight. They want to, quote unquote, pick your brain. They want to have a conversation with you about what you can possibly do for them. Sometimes, every once in a while, you'll get somebody who says, hey, look, come on, let's go to lunch, and they just want to share company. I understand that. But for all intents and purposes, when it comes to business, NPIB, as my good friend Jeff Combs once said, nothing personal in business. It's all about making the buck and doing something positive, right, and making a difference. So when you get that lunch, realize that somebody is looking for something in return. And today, we want to really kind of inform you with some of the potential that could change as a result of where we move forward. So we have a special guest that'll be coming on, hopefully all things going right, in about 15 minutes, that will be able to take your questions, get some answers, and give you some insight on what is happening in his world and from a different perspective. So we're looking forward to that. In around 15 minutes, he should be with us. So let's now talk about $15 an hour to $20 an hour. What does that mean to the consumer?
It means higher prices on everything.
Exactly. You know, the interesting thing is that the big thing that's been out there is that maybe we should increase the taxes on the bigger businesses and the billionaires.
I was about to say that along with the new, policy that they want to put in force is unrealistic gain tax. Unrealized gains. I've been getting into a lot, I'm not going to say arguments, but discussion with people that don't realize what it's going to do. All they keep saying, well, it's not going to affect me because it's anybody making over $100 million. It's going to affect them, not me. But they don't realize, again, these millionaires, you know that they pay their share of taxes, but when you're going to start taxing them on extra things, they're going to bring all that money down to our level where we have to end up paying it, whether they have higher prices on things or, you know.
So let me give you a little insight on that. If you were to raise the price of fuel, then all of the goods that actually get to the marketplace, whether it's Walmart or Target, right, they get there by truck. If you raise the price of fuel, that means the trucker now has to pay more to get from point A, where he picks up the goods, to point B, where he drops them off, right? So in order to make that happen, he's spending more money. So for him to live the consistent life that he was living, he now has to charge more to the manufacturer in order to get those goods to the store. Now, the manufacturer says, well, we're not going to pay that. So what we're going to do is we're going to charge the retailer more to pay for the cost of their goods, their expenses. The retailer says, we're not going to pay that. Ultimately, the consumer pays everything because the retail store, like a Walmart, is just simply going to raise their prices. Like if you see inflation, what does that mean? That means a higher cost of goods. And if those goods were higher, it started with, frankly, oil and gas. The more you raise the price of oil and gas, then the more it is. And, you know, they've been talking about developing more electric charges for vehicles. But here's the thing. In order to develop those electric charges, we have to have more power, correct?
Absolutely, which we don't have enough.
Right, because we've been talking, I know Gavin Newsom once shut down and said, hey, don't charge your car because we don't have the grids working during a hot summer in California. But the other thing is that we have to build those grids, and to build those grids, they have to come up with the money from the government. The government gets the money from the people. So ultimately, we are the ones that pay for everything. So when people say, my vote doesn't count, just remember, when you get an opportunity to go out and vote and you think about who you want to vote for, I encourage you just to look at the policies of the individuals, look at the track records, look at what's going on, and then you'll be in a position to make a more informed decision. And we always say that it's more important to have an informed consumer than it is to have an uninformed consumer who just simply goes with the flow, so to speak, right? So an interesting analogy I like to give is that historically, I am one of those drivers where if there's an opportunity, or I see a line of cars on the exit to try to get off that freeway, I'm usually not going in the back of the line a mile down the road. I'm going to ride like everyone else does down the next left lane or the closest left lane, or in this case, the right lane, to find a place where I can actually get into the exit lane, right? And here's what's crazy about that. Oftentimes when you do that, you'll find out there are two exit lanes, not just one. Both lanes actually exit. So people who follow the flow are simply accepting what they think is legitimate, when in reality, there's another exit.
Yep, I actually videotaped you doing that one time, because I remember you saying, look at this, and we're videotaping it, that people are actually standing in that lane to get up, when that second lane, there was nobody in it.
Yeah, so people just don't understand that you have to be cognizant of what your opportunities are so you get a better understanding of what can exist around, okay? So, long story short, I just wanted to tell you more about understanding the rules of engagement, and that you got to sometimes look beyond the obvious, right? Because this is what people are. Like, you ever been in a left lane and you want to make a turn, but there's a person in front of you and they are just not going, and they're just not going, and they're not just not going? And sometimes I just think complacency sets in, and that's always going to be a bit of a challenge. So I want you to think about that as we get prepared for our next segment. So again, in our next segment, we are going to have one of my friends, and hopefully he'll be with us soon. a good intelligent talent who's going to be taking questions. So if you got questions or you're thinking about where you want to go, we're going to be and we'll be prepared to ask questions as well. So anyway, my name is Robert Goldsmith, and this is
Deanna Goldsmith,
and we are on
From Diapers to It Depends.
And we'll be back in just a few as we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional. Everyone knows there are few places to accumulate funds for your retirement. At-risk options, exposing your life savings to the volatility of a casino and often filled with hidden fees and expenses. Or in a bank, principal protected, but with the returns lower than your grandpa used to earn. Now there's a third option, the peace of mind alternative. Accounts that protect your principal like a bank, but with earnings tied to an index tracking the market. The best of both worlds. Here's how it works. When the market rises, your account values are credited with all or a portion of the index gain. Gains that can be locked in as your new protected principal. But when the index drops, your account stays exactly the same. No fees, no losses. And these plans can generate an income stream for the rest of your life, even if you ran out of money. It's a great option for old 401ks and IRAs. Call me now, Robert Goldsmith. 844-435-SAFE. 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
Plans backed by A-rated insurance carriers and are not a direct investment in the market. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half or greater than 10% annually may incur a penalty. Ask for details. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, host of the unscripted talk radio program From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., I'll be bringing you tips and tricks on how to get the most from your hard-earned money. With money comes questions, and I've got the answers. Do you realize that almost everything you do can impact your financial lifestyle? From how you pay for your dinner to how you finance your home, everything is important. Tune in each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., and let's make your money work hard for you on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you reviewed your life insurance policy? Whether you purchased your plan more than 3 years ago or recently from an unprepared agent, chances are your plan may be obsolete. The fact is, most of the plans offered lack all of the features and benefits that you're entitled to. While most policies only pay someone else when you die, our new plans actually pay to keep you alive. Plans that may offer you access to cash for medical needs or may even help supplement your retirement. Now here's another question. If what I just said is true, then which one of those two plans would you prefer? The old one that only pays someone else when you die, or the new one that pays for you to live, particularly if the costs are about the same? Find out more by contacting me at 1-844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, or 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
This is a life insurance benefit that offers you the option to accelerate some or all of your death benefit in the event you meet the criteria for a qualifying event described in the policy. Not available in all states.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
From Diapers to It Depends, Robert Goldsmith along with Deanna Goldsmith, and we are talking finance, money. We're talking about everything that goes on in your life and how things are affected by the things that you do, even if you don't think that they are. Now, if you'd like to ask a question on our program today, 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. Also, you can reach us toll-free if you'd like to reach us and speak to us a little bit about some of the things that may be going on in your life, 844-435-SAFE. That's again 844-435-SAFE, and on the web financial411.net. Again, that's financial411.net. Well, let me just tell you this. We got a guest hopefully coming up in a few minutes. And to everybody that calls in with a question, we're going to be giving out a copy of our book, Boom. Now, Boom is co-authored with the iconic Mark Victor Hansen, Mark Victor Hansen of Chicken Soup fame. And he's done extremely well. He's got more books out than most people do. So if you'd like to learn more about how to get a copy of the book, Boom. Now, a lady out there, if you've got young ladies that would like to learn about empowering their business and getting forward and ahead, we got another book we co-authored with Deanna called Step Forward and Shine. We got a featured chapter in this particular book. It's been a bestseller as well. So if you'd like to get a copy of this, certainly go ahead and email us at financial411@att.net, or just call in, ask a question, 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727 877-441-3000. I've got a couple of other books I want to give away today too. And these are books, this gentleman unfortunately just passed with us. He wrote a very motivational book called Left-Handed Soldiers. Now he talks about what are left-handed soldiers. And if you haven't had an opportunity, it's about those folks that continued on in spite of challenges, meaning that if they were right-hand dominant and something happened during the war where they lost the use of their right hand, they were still able to continue to battle with their left hand. A great read. Talk about motivational experiencing and helping yourself get ahead. We've got some copies of this book, Left-Handed Soldiers by Gary Eby, that'll be available. And another book that for those of you out there talking about finance, if you haven't learned, there is a book out by Richard Paul Evans, and it's called The Five Lessons a Millionaire Taught Me. Five Lessons a Millionaire Taught Me. Now, the truth is you can become a millionaire, and a millionaire today may not be of the same caliber as they were, say, 15, 20 years ago, but becoming a millionaire is still something people always aspire to, because once you put that into your position where you have the cash flow and the ability to make a living and have assets that can maybe help you through the rest of your life, the opportunity definitely exists. So if you want to get a copy of this book, and if you're a financial advisor or you're an insurance agent and you're looking for an opportunity to learn more about the business, then I would encourage you to go ahead and reach out to me again at financial411.net. And I've got a book for you. It's called You Earn What You Deserve and That Sucks. And I wrote that book many years ago with the intent of giving insurance agents, because if you don't know this, the average person that enters the industry actually leaves in less than 2 years because they simply didn't have the education. And there's a big difference between education and training. Education teaches you why you do something. Training only teaches you how you do something. Right? So you want to learn why things work the way they do. Just like when I was talking about the economy, right? Why does certain things happen? So that's important. So with our healthcare system and our finances maybe going in the wrong direction, Medicare, which is what most seniors depend on for their healthcare, is actually talking about cuts in 2025. It is either going to be a price hike or they're talking about reducing benefits. That's never exciting. So we're going to be doing a show. Deanna is also a Medicare expert. She'll be on the show talking with about Medicare in the next couple of weeks, because what's coming up in October is what's called annual enrollment, right? So that means you're going to be in a position where if you currently have Medicare, you're going to be in a position to be able to switch from maybe a Humana plan to a Aetna plan to a WellCare plan. You know, you're going to be able to make some switches predicated on where your finances may be at the time or benefits you need at the time. So all of those are going to be important to you. So annual enrollment is also coming up starting in October. So September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. Then we've got, of course, coming up the annual enrollment period for Medicare. And then, of course, it becomes tax season again, and understanding the use of annuities and retirement plans, investment opportunities that exist, that's what we're here to help you with. So we definitely want to do that. And last but not least, of course, we're going to talk about how the economy always affects you. People don't realize that things affect everything that happens. Like I remember one of my first programs here, we talked a little bit about how when you go ahead and finance your dinner on a credit card, you're actually paying much more for that dinner than you've anticipated. And what I mean by that is you put down, say, your credit card and you financed a $50 meal. But that $50 now gets added to your balance, and it now starts to earn interest, right? Well, you're paying interest on top of your 50 bucks. So the cost of that meal wasn't just what you paid for it at that moment. It's what you paid for it over the years in financing that dinner. And a lot of people do finance the dinners. I'm a big advocate for using credit cards as a way of kind of separating your, what I would call your business expenses from your personal expenses, right? So the IRS gives you, if you're self-employed, the ability to write off some of the expenses you use for entertainment. Entertainment does include dinner, or lunch, so that's going to be something that is important for you to, you know, take into consideration when it comes to how you work within your financial lifestyle. So that's always an important component. So I want you to, you know, keep that in mind, and we'll be in a position to assist you with how to manage your money. So let me tell you a little bit about what we do. We do have questions coming up. Oh, we do have a special guest hopefully coming up pretty soon. So stay with us, and we'll be talking about more about the economy, how life works, and what's happening in our economic world today. So we're on pace for some good stuff. So that's gone. So we are here. Are we ready? Oh, great. We have a special guest with us here this morning. This gentleman is a good friend of mine, and he is going to be able to talk to you like nobody else has ever talked to you before. Let's get on the phone, my good friend, Josh. Josh, are you there? Otherwise known as Dr. 45. Let's get on the phone, my good friend, Josh. Josh, are you there? Otherwise known as Dr. 45. Mr. 45, are you there?
Thank you very much, Bobby. I am here, and it's great to see you. Great to hear from you in this beautiful Wednesday morning.
It is a beautiful Wednesday morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. You know, all the polls show I'm leading by a record margin, and it's going to be a beautiful day, just tremendous. And I take full credit for all the great things happening in our country right now.
I love it. I love it. So, quick question. How's your ear doing?
My ear is actually doing better than ever. They say that I've got the greatest ear cartilage in the history of ear cartilage. It grows back faster than any ear we've ever seen, and now my hearing is even improved, too. I hear better than an owl. It's really fantastic.
Very, very cool. So now let's talk about the hearing. So there's no hearing aid, per se. You don't need anything like the seniors normally would.
Not at all. In fact, the doctors are recommending that I actually wear earplugs because my hearing's gotten too good. I hear everything.
Hey, I appreciate it. So I appreciate you sitting down for an interview, because last I heard, your opponent actually hasn't had a what I would call a off the script interview. Is that right? So tell me a little bit about why we think interviews are important to your political future.
Well, my opponent, she's a loser. Okay. Mala. She doesn't talk to anyone unless it's scripted. I do everything off script. Nobody knows what I'm going to say. No teleprompter. And I've given more interviews to the fake news than any human in the history of civilization. And a lot of these news journalists are so bad. They're so dishonest. They treat me so poorly, like George Slapidopoulos. They're total disgrace. But, you know, I love doing these interviews. And I think the American people like that I'm so accessible all the time.
Go. Hey, speaking of dishonest news and stuff, what's your take on the new stuff that Mark Zuckerberg came out about suppressing all of that information?
It's not surprising at all, frankly. I call him Little Zuck. And he is a nasty guy, and I told people that they were cheating, and I think it's coming true now. You look at what Zuck did and Facebook, it's really a disgrace. Really sad. And you know, they suppressed the whole Hunter Biden thing, and I told people it was true, but nobody would listen. But now it's all coming true, and Trump was right again.
Out of curiosity, why do you think he finally admitted the truth after all these years?
I think he had to. You know, he had no choice. Some people, they feel guilty and they have to. You know, he probably hasn't been sleeping for the last 4 or 5 years. You know, there's a thing called a guilty conscience, and I think Zuck had it, okay? He knew it, and he had to admit it, and probably would be locked up if he didn't.
Yeah,
That was my next question is about, do we think he's just going to get away with it?
Well, you know, God willing, your favorite president wins in November. One of my first executive actions is going to be doing an investigation and maybe putting Zuckerberg and Dr. Fauci in the same jail cell.
I love it. So, in speaking of what's been going on with the interviews and with the presidency, tell me what the unique thing is about having two former Democrats now turned independents, Tulsi Gabbard, and I think its name is Kennedy, somebody small in the Democratic field. What's happening there? How did that happen? This is great news for you.
It's really tremendous. It's the best. The Democratic Party is so wacky. They're so far left that now you've got actually Democrats who are supporting me. we love Tulsi. She's a great person, great patriot, and she's a female, and we need those females. We need that female vote. Nobody's done better with women than me, by the way. When they say women love me, the fake news doesn't report that, but they say women love Donald Trump. And my favorite is RFK, Bobby. Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's a great friend of mine. He's got a very weird voice, but he's a great guy, and I think it's his endorsement's going to swing a lot of the independents over to me. That's what everyone's saying. So I'm very thrilled to be endorsed by a Kennedy. Can you believe that?
Isn't that amazing? Endorsed by a Kennedy. And then Tulsi, of course, former... didn't she run for president as well at one point?
Yeah, remember she was the one up against Kamala and exposed all Kamala's policies.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yes.
That's true. She absolutely destroyed Kamala on the debate stage, and she's going to be helping me with the debate prep.
Love that.
So when you say women love you, is that something that the Democrats are actually trying to push on you in court, that women love you?
The Democrats try to push everything, and they're not even Democrats, they're communists. That's what they are. They're pushing so much garbage, it's really sad.
You're probably considering that. I know I've heard this on many news outlets as voter interference, as election interference, and then trying to paint a sore picture. It's crazy, though, when you think about that they suppressed the Biden laptop, and then they suppressed the voice of the people. And now, by the way, they've also trying to suppress AM radio in cars. Like, for example, we all know that some of the best, I'm going to call them, news outlet or sources are actually individuals that are broadcast live on AM radio. So I know they're talking about that. Is that something you've actually given some thought to before?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I get back into office, we're going to make sure that free speech is protected like we've never seen in the history of speech. We're going to make sure that AM radio, people are free to do things, and all these social media platforms, by the way, Truth Social, if you're not on Truth Social, it's really fantastic. And we have also got X, you know, Elon Musk is doing great things with X, and I think that's fantastic. And we have to protect free speech and AM radio no matter what, and I'm going to do that.
And we appreciate that because we are on AM radio right now.
Well, look at what's going on right now with that Russian who got arrested in France for his platform.
I remember what platform that was, but he definitely has a platform that's huge, I guess, in different parts of the world, and they're using it.
Telegram.
Telegram. I only know like the platforms I've used were telephone, telegraph, and telewoman. So, you know, if you told a woman, you might as well tell anybody, right? That it just would consistently go out. Am I in trouble now? So we talked about Telegram, that being an issue. And let's talk about some of the things that we want to change. Let's talk about building that wall. Is that something that when you're back in office, you're going to be focused on? And how are we going to make that happen right away? What's the best thing to do there, Dr. DJ?
On day one, the wall is going up. And it's going to be even bigger than it was the first time. It's going to be so tremendous. And it's going to be called, it's actually going to be stronger than the Great Wall of China. It's going to be so impenetrable, nobody's getting through, believe me.
And that'll probably save us some tax dollars, because obviously we're paying a lot of tax dollars for our border patrol, and then we're paying tax dollars for those that come across the border. You know, this is the one thing I've been talking about on our show, which is entitled From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes, but we focus on finance. And in the economic world, people don't realize that one change in Medicare or one change in Social Security or one bill or people getting across the border or raising gas prices, all of that affects our every day-to-day activities, the cost that we spend. And when you raise the interest rates, well, all of a sudden you're paying more in interest on home ownership. So all of this is affecting people in the financial world, and they don't realize it. So Mr. Prez, tell me what we can do to help lower interest rates and, more importantly, bring jobs back and keep people from being unemployed and keeping our strong. What do we do next? What's our next step?
Well, you got to vote for me. Okay, if you don't vote Trump, everything's going to hell. You look at the state of the country right now with gas prices. I had gas under $2. Okay, it was peanuts. And now it's like $4 a gallon. It's such a disgrace. We're going to do something called Drill Baby Drill. Have you heard of that?
I love it. Drill Baby Drill.
We're going to do a lot of drilling. We're going to make sure all those illegals are not taking our jobs, the jobs of great American patriots. And the wall is going to be a big part of that, okay? And so we're going to do all those things, and we're going to make America great again and make it easier for people to make money, because right now people can't even afford bacon. They can't even afford bacon.
You know, I was going to bring up that when it comes to gas, yesterday was Taco Tuesday. And so I went and bought a little too many of the beans, and so I had some gas this morning, which is probably
That's not the type of gas I want you making.
I'm sorry. Little TMI
I can
there.
I smell it through the phone, frankly. It's very nasty.
Oh, man.
You know, I there's one thing that I want to address out there, which people don't realize of the people that are in favor for you, Mr. Trump, is that you don't care about the people coming in from other countries that need the help and stuff, but they need to come in the right way. That doesn't seem, America doesn't seem to understand that.
Well, that's right. You know, you look at my wife, they're all immigrants, right? But they're legal. They're legal. They're not illegal. The illegals are really, you know, if you break the law, you gotta go. It's as simple as that. Not really that hard. It's called common sense. And I've got more common sense than anyone.
And we love it. We love it. I heard you talk for 2 hours at the last rally. So certainly there's impact there that can assist people with some of the things that are capable of doing once you're in control. But of course, we can't do it by yourself. You have to get control of both the Senate and the House if we're ever going to be in a position to allow you to make some of those decisions, because some of the legislature can be really tough if we don't get both sides of the House. Isn't that a fact? Because I think that was the biggest issue in your first term, the first couple of years, huh?
Well, that's right. You know, we've got to win the down ballot elections too. That's what I always tell people. If you want to make our country great again, make sure you also vote the Senate and the House all red.
All red. And we are talking with Josh Rosen. Josh is a good friend of mine, obviously a Donald Trump impersonator and a good comedian. Are you performing anywhere coming up soon, Josh?
Oh, yeah. You know, right now I'm quite busy. I'm in Southeast Florida. My big show coming up is actually in early October. I'm going to be in Naples.
Wow. So where in Naples are you going to be? We want to let everybody know, because we're not far from that area right now. There's an opportunity. You know what date is that, Josh?
Yeah, it's actually October 3rd at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Oh my God.
We're going to have to go down
October 3rd. We are going to be there.
He's in Southeast Florida right now. Where are you at right now?
I am in beautiful Palm Beach.
Oh, wow.
Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
Hey, how much is that estate worth anyway? Because I heard it's not worth what they say you think it's worth.
Oh, it's worth billions. The fake news doesn't even report it, but it's worth trillions of dollars.
Trillion. It's probably worth quite a bit. I know that I would not complain if I owned it. It seems like a really nice place. And is there a golf course? I've never had an opportunity to be to Mar-a-Lago, so that's definitely something that's probably going to be on a list.
I think it's on my bucket list, definitely.
People are going to want to pass by it consistently to get an opportunity to learn more about it. So I know that people have always said that you're always for the rich people. Tell me about the middle class, because I know that even in your first term, you did a lot of things to help the middle class. We had lower unemployment. We had more minority housing ownership. So now,
and also the tax breaks he did on the corporations, and everyone keeps saying, oh, it's only helping the rich, but do you realize that extra 9 or 10% middle America corporations, mom pop shops have to pay? It affects their business. And now that if Kamala gets in, she wants to put that back up there.
Yeah, the economy will say, the people will say that they're helping the rich and the rich aren't passing it down. But as long as they pass it down, which is something that maybe, and here's a tip, Priz, is that if in fact we lower the the price of taxes for corporations. All we got to do is make it incentivized so that if we hire more people, they get a discount, right? If we pass on discounts to people, then we get another tax break. So if we incentivize that tax break, I think that would solve the people. I don't know that everyone's listening in on that, but if we incentivize tax breaks, then everybody can get an opportunity because one hand is helping the other. So I'm just throwing that out there as a suggestion, Prez.
Well, thank you, Bobby, and I like your suggestion so much so that when I get back into the Oval Office, you're hired as my economic advisor.
That's what I was looking for. I was looking for a job in the Capitol, in the cabinet. So again, we are live on From Diapers to It Depends. We are with Josh Rosen, my best Trump impersonator. And if you've got a question, you can type it in on Facebook Live, or you can definitely call us at 727-441-3000. It's 727-441-3000. Josh is going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club on October the 3rd. We are going to be there with him. We're going to join as well. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a set while we're there. So if anybody's listening to me, I will be in New York on September 22nd, and I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club and doing some stuff there. But anything, you got a question? You get your breathing heavy.
That's only because I'm next to you.
I can't blame you.
No, the other question I have you is, what do you think about these term limits they're trying to put on the SCOTUS now?
I think it's very sad, and it's not good. You know, I think term limits are great for the Congress, right? That I have no problem with term limits, but with the Supreme Court, I don't think it's a good idea. It's going to politicize the Supreme Court, so it's actually going to do the opposite of what they're intending.
Yeah, I think obviously if you do that, if you pack the Supreme Court, then you're just going to fill it with people, and it becomes less, what's the word I want to say, relevant, because it's simply going to be who's ever got the most sitting on the bench at that point in time is going to get the rules changed. And if the rules keep changing, we go from a democracy to more of a socialism type of style. And there are some people who might think socialism is good, and the great news for them is that we have socialist countries that already exist that they are free to go embark on anytime they want. So we're looking for more stability in the country and for the strength that America brings to the world, and that's what we're looking for in our 47th president, which we hope is coming up soon. Hey, Josh, you have anything else you want to share with us?
Oh, sure. Well, thank you guys for having me on. My social media is Josh Impressions. If everyone wants to follow me on there, I'm on X, very active on X and Instagram. And that's a good way to follow what I'm doing.
So it's Josh Impressions, and that's on Instagram. And do you have a Facebook page or anything that people want to, you know, check it out?
I do have a Facebook page, too. I would say I'm most active on X.
Okay, perfect.
Also, Josh Impressions.
Great. Okay. And, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Are you there? I think I lost you.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go for it.
So YouTube, X, and Instagram, Josh Impressions. I'm posting a lot of content on there.
Very cool. So we're going to be doing that. Now, Josh, anybody else you want to bring to the table while we're here talking today? Anybody else in the election field that you want to throw out at us?
Well, you know, I've got Joe Biden with me as well, actually.
Well, go ahead. Let's ask Joe a question. How's he enjoying that ice cream?
That's right. We have to be fair and get both sides of the story.
Hey, folks. It's great. You know the thing with the thing.
I think the thing, Joe, is you're on the radio.
You said I'm on the Howard Stern show.
Oh my gosh! So are you on the beach again with that ice cream? How's that going?
I do really good, man. Me and my wife, Kamala Harris, just had ice cream.
Oh my
Joe,
God.
Joe, I'm going to be like one of those reporters. I'm going to ask you a very important question. Are you ready? What flavor ice cream are you having?
Mint chocolate sniff.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So, oh my gosh. Anybody else with you sitting there, Mr. Prez?
Let's see. I've got my brother, Barack Obama.
Ooh, go for it. Tell me a little bit what he's thinking right now, because I know he said he doesn't want four more years of what he just had. I'm not sure if that's a commercial for either one.
Let me be clear. We've got a lot of work that we've got to do. And the way we do that is by doing the work. And the way we do the work is by working to do.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting. Well, listen, Josh, thank you so much for being with us. We'll call you off the air later on today, and certainly I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts. Remember, Josh Rosen at X at Josh Impressions. Also, you can find him on Facebook. He's got a Facebook profile. He'll be at the Off the Hook Comedy Club on October 3rd, so definitely you want to check out the best impressionist in the Trump campaign and the Obamas and the and do you do a Kamala? Is she even doable yet?
I was about to say that. We do have a friend that does do a Kamala impression, and we were trying to be fair and have her on the show, but they haven't gotten back to us yet.
They didn't interview us. They wanted a scripted show. So
no, to be fair, we wanted to ask questions just like we did here.
So I understand.
So we're still waiting to hear back from that impersonator.
You got it.
And you can get the Kamala impersonator to pair with me.
Let me hear Kamala.
But I have a Kamala. I have her laugh down. But
go for it. Okay. Let me hear the laugh.
Oh my God!
That was brilliant.
That was really good. That was good.
That was perfect. That was spot on, Josh.
Yes. Well, this has been a fun half-hour comedy hour.
Yeah, with us. It's been fun.
But I love it.
Josh, thank you. We'll be touch off the air. We'll be with you at the Off the Hook. We're going to join you for that show. We're going to make sure we put it on our calendar.
Definitely.
And I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. Great day. We'll be in touch, and we're going to be right back with a break right after this message.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional. Everyone knows there are few places to accumulate funds for your retirement. At-risk options, exposing your life savings to the volatility of a casino and often filled with hidden fees and expenses. Or in a bank, principal protected, but with the returns lower than your grandpa used to earn. Now there's a third option, the peace of mind alternative. Accounts that protect your principal like a bank, but with earnings tied to an index tracking the market. The best of both worlds. Here's how it works. When the market rises, your account values are credited with all or a portion of the index gain. Gains that can be locked in as your new protected principal. But when the index drops, your account stays exactly the same. No fees, no losses. And these plans can generate an income stream for the rest of your life, even if you ran out of money. It's a great option for old 401ks and IRAs. Call me now, Robert Goldsmith, 844-435-SAFE. 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
Plans backed by A-rated insurance carriers and are not a direct investment in the market. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half or greater than 10% annually may incur a penalty. Ask for details. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, host of the unscripted talk radio program From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., I'll be bringing you tips and tricks on how to get the most from your hard-earned money. With money comes questions, and I've got the answers. Do you realize that almost everything you do can impact your financial lifestyle? From how you pay for your dinner to how you finance your home, everything is important. Tune in each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., and let's make your money work hard for you on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you reviewed your life insurance policy? Whether you purchased your plan more than 3 years ago or recently from an unprepared agent, chances are your plan may be obsolete. The fact is, most of the plans offered lack all of the features and benefits that you're entitled to. While most policies only pay someone else when you die, our new plans actually pay to keep you alive. Plans that may offer you access to cash for medical needs or may even help supplement your retirement. Now here's another question. If what I just said is true, then which one of those two plans would you prefer? The old one that only pays someone else when you die, or the new one that pays for you to live, particularly if the costs are about the same? Find out more by contacting me at 1-844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E,
or 844-435-7233.
Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
This is a life insurance benefit that offers you the option to accelerate some or all of your death benefit in the event you meet the criteria for a qualifying event described in the policy. Not available in all states.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back with From Diapers to It Depends. I'm Robert Goldsmith.
And I'm Deanna Goldsmith.
And we were talking to Josh Rosen, a Trump impersonator who also does Kamala and Obama. And we'll have him back on as the Obama. And we'll be able to do both sides. So if you got questions that you didn't get answered, don't worry. There'll be another opportunity for you. So who knows? Maybe we'll have dueling. We'll have a Kamala and a Donald. We'll have like a debate and Josh will be both roles.
Well, no. If we can get our Kamala impersonator to come on with him, that would be great. So we could be fair on both sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Know? Hey, anyway, we've been taking your questions and taking comments on insurance, retirement planning, annuities, life insurance. I mean, you name it. Medicare, Social Security. There's a lot of things. So I'm working with another client recently who didn't understand the rules of engagement when it came to life insurance. Like, they only thought that life insurance was paying somebody else when they die, when in reality, it helped them to live. And we can show you how to do that as well. We've got a book out that we're working on called From Diapers to It Depends, obviously, and talking about some of the details and the rules of engagement there. But again, if you've got a question you want to learn, this book is available to you. It's called The 5 Lessons a Millionaire Taught Me by Richard Paul Evans. A great book, an easy read. It's in big print for some of you that, you know, may be on the different side of the equation. So that's there. Left-Handed Soldiers is a great motivation, inspirational book by Gary Eby. Gary was a friend of mine that passed away, came to one of our events and talked about how individuals that suffered because they were shot or had lost the capacity of the right hand learned how to fight with the left in the military. Deanna co-authored a chapter here in the book, Step Forward and Shine, to empower women. That's available to you as well. If you want to get one of the copies of this book, make sure that you email us at financial411@att.net and ask a question. Remember, we're here live every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Eastern time.
Okay.
I know what you were waiting for.
6 a.m. Pacific, and that's an early one. But, of course, 8 a.m. Central. Then there's the book with the iconic Mark Victor Hansen called Chicken Soup. We're going to talk about some of the Medicare cuts next week. We'll talk about insurance investments. You name it, we got it. We're going to be talking about how you can change your financial plan. I hear a dog in the background. So, hey, anyway, so thank you so much for, you know, being with us. We definitely appreciate that. Remember, our numbers are 844-435-SAFE. That's 844-435-SAFE. And if you've got questions or comments, you can email us at financial411@att.net. That's also important. And definitely, we want to talk to you about what's happening in your life, and we can make a difference. And here's the best part. We don't charge you a fee, right? Like, you're not going to a fee advisor that's going to charge you a fee, and you're not even going to know if it works.
Yeah, or they can go visit our website. On our website, we have a lot of videos. We have a video library. If they need to learn more about Medicare and Social Security, we have a whole training program on them on that website for them to watch.
Okay, so go to financial411.net. This is Robert Goldsmith.
And Deanna Goldsmith.
And we are From Diapers
to It Depends.
Have a great week. See you next week.
Bye-bye, y'all.